Okay, last time we saw the world of Yavish, and just the little snippets, no puns intended, of the world of Nikta Brosho and the world of Nifritzu Aleph. And the Gemara begins by dealing with the issue of the period of time on Sukkot that these psulim apply. Gemara points out, Kapasa v'tani loshna yom tov rishon v'loshna yom tov sheni. That the Gemara is medayik, the fact that the Mishnah says pasul without any restrictions, it appears that the psul is for the entire chag. Just as background material, we're aware that in the Beis HaMikdash, arba minim were nitol kol shiva usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem shiva siyamin, that this is part of the kiyum of usmachtem. Ma'ashen hei bigvulin, classically, ulkachtem lachem bayom arishon, there was only a mitzvah of being notal arba minim the first day. Post Churban, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai in his Takanos Zecher LaChurban added a Takana to be not a lulav even Bigvulim the other 6 days of Sukkot Zecher LaMikdash. And so we have over here two mitzvos mida araisa, a mitzvah usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamin, which was only in the Mikdash, and then we have a mitzvah of ulakach lachem bayom harishon, which mida araisa was Bigvulim. And on top of that mitzvah, we have the mitzvah midrabanan of zecher lechurban. When do we have the psulim of the Mishnah, gazel, yavesh, avodah zarah, etc.? So Gemara is medayik from the Mishnah, kapasik v'tani, simply says pasul, kaner e, that it implies all 7 days. Loshna yom tov rishon, loshna yom tov sheni. Tosus over here, before even beginning the shakla v'tari of the Gemara, asks what kind of diuk is this? That l'chora we have a parallel Mishnah just a few dafim further on dafim medalad amadeis, and there the Gemara is medayik over there, speaks about the chisaron of chaser when an ezrog is missing, and there on dafim medvav amadeis the Gemara is medayik that we distinguish between yom tov rishon and yom tov sheni. The chaser in the Mishnah, pasul in the Mishnah, only means yom tov rishon. It doesn't mean the rest of the chag. So how can the Gemara over here be so certain kapasik v'tani? And Tosus basically comes up with two directions. I'll just switch the order of the directions. First, the Iname is that the difference between the Diuk of our Mishnah and the Diuk in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Daled Amed Beis is that our Mishnah, the Pasul's at the beginning of the Mishnah, while in the on Daf Lamed Daled Amed Beis, the Psul of Chaser is in the middle of the Mishnah, and perhaps there's room to distinguish that at the beginning of the Mishnah, Losh Kapasik Vitani Loshna, in other words, that the Stam, in the beginning of a Mishnah, one can be Medayik in, but in the middle of a Mishnah, one cannot necessarily be Medayik, because there could be other reasons that it's written Stam, even though it's not really Stam. Okay, that's a technical distinction. And the second is that Tosa simply throws up his hands and points out that it's not the greatest diuk in the world, or it's that the kapasik v'tani is really not the greatest diuk, and the Gemara simply on Daf Lamed Vav Beis disagrees with it. Doesn't hold that you can medayik anything from a stam puzzle, and even within our sugya, we're going to see on Daf Lamed Amid Aleph that Shmuel disagrees. That Shmuel understands that the puzzle in our Mishnah only applies to Yom Tov Rishon and not to Yom Tov Sheni. So, in other words, there are diukim that are powerful, and there are diukim that are weaker. And this is a weak diuk within, according to Tosfos. And we have a machlokas amoraim both in our sugya and a machlokas amoraim from our sugya d'afra medvav as to whether this is a valid diuk at all. Okay, but given the fact kapasik v'tani loshna yom tov rishon veloshna yom tov sheni. Given the fact that we have such a tradition, Bishlama Yavesh Hadar Be'inan V'Leka. It makes sense to say that the psul of Yavesh would be for 7 days. Ela Gazul Bishlama Yom Tov Rishon D'Chsiv Lachem Mishalachem. That we're dealing with the language of the pasuk Kachtem Lachem Ela Yom Tov Sheni Amai Lo. How do we know that the psul of Gazul extends to the rest of Yantif? Amar Rav Yochanan. That's when we move over into the sugya of mitzvah baba avera, and as we'll see, on Daf Lamed, Shmuel disagrees and feels that there's no psul of gazul beyond Yom Tov Rishon. that Gozel and Sho'ol are one and the same, just like you can use a borrowed lulav during the rest of Chol HaMoed, you could also use a stolen lulav, that there's no din of mitzvah b'aveira. We only have the din of l'kach demlechem b'yom harisham. We only have a gzeres hakasuv that you require exclusive ownership on the first day. Beyond that, it could be Gozel, it could be Sho'ol, you can be yotze the mitzvah. Okay? Tosfos over here also was bothered by the Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav Amed Beis. That our Gemara seems to imply very, very, very clearly that the psulim that we have on the first day are moved over, at least the psul of Hadar is moved over, Zechu LaMikdash, to the other 7 days. Basha'enkein on Daf Lamed Vav Amed Beis, it says black on white, just look together with me, on Daf Lamed Vav Amed Beis, we have the story over there of Rabbi Chanina, the Rabbi Chanina during Sukkot, mat bila v'nafikba, when he was hungry, he took a bite out of his esrog, and then he was yotzei, the mitzvah of Arba Minim, with this esrog that has a bite in it. And how is that at all possible? And the Gemara distinguishes that according to Rabbi Chanina, kan be yom tov rishon, kan be yom tov sheni, that chaser is only an issue on the first day. That you have a din of ulakachtem lachem, that you require a lakicha tama, a full lakicha of the entire organic unit. And that only applies on the first day. So why does ulakachtem lachem apply only on the first day and not the rest of the yontif? Masha'en kein hadar applies all yontif. They're all, as Tosfos pointed out, the same pasuk, ulakachtem lachem b'yom harishon, pre-eitz hadar. So you have the lakicha tama, which is the source of chaser. You have Hadar, which is the source of the psul of Yavesh, all in the same pasuk. Either they should all apply only on the first day, or they should all be moved over to the Zecher LeMikdash. That's Tosfos' issue with the Gemara. Okay. Whenever we have an issue of a seeming steer between two Gemaras, what are our options? That what? Three things. One is maybe there's a machlokas. Okay, in other words, it could be a machlokas asugios. It's not the end of the world. A second option is that we will set one or the other as a nukimta. Or thirdly, not so much a nukimta, but rather we have a chiluk, namely that we're dealing with two concepts. Not a question of a lukimta, of setting it up in a certain situation, but rather that we have over here two different concepts. From a historical perspective, nowadays, I think I mentioned to you that there's a whole machlokas among the historians as to which Baal Tosfos was the grand chief of the world of chilukim. That classically it was always assumed to be Rabbeinu Tam, and Professor Chaim Soloveitchik goes in that direction. Before Rabbeinu Tam, you had either that asugyo was generally a machlokas asugyos or nukimta, and with nukimta it existed well before Rabbeinu Tam, but to speak about svei dinim, that was Rabbeinu Tam. There's a professor Avram Grossman in the university who disagrees, and he moves it up a generation before Rabbeinu Tam to the Riva, and that remains a machlokas between them. In other words, as to everyone agrees, certainly the Riva had chilukim, but as to whether this was, you know, it's really his tremendous introduction to the world of Baal Tosfos, or waited until Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, in any case, so over here we will find that these different approaches are being taken by the Rishonim. But before we see what Tosfos' approach is, maybe there's an approach already within Rashi. Well, in other words, Rashi, maybe within the perush of Rashi on the Gemara, we're ready to have such an approach. So let's just read through the question of Tosfos to see the enormity of the question. Mashma depshita le debin an hadar lekulu yamei. Lachem, Mishel Lachem, lo metukam ela biyom tov rishon. That's the Gemara skiluk over here, and lekicha tama is also yom tov rishon. The tema maishna ze mize. Why would we distinguish between Hadar and Gozul in our sugya, or between Hadar in our sugya and Chaser in the sugya on Daf Lamed Vav? Habahadeh Hadadeh Ksiva Bechad Kral, Kachta Mechem Bayom HaRishon, Pri Eitz Hadar. So here Tosfos has a Havamina, that maybe we would distinguish between what within the Pasuk, that which was Tosfos' Havamina, that even though they're in the same Pasuk, where is the room to distinguish? That which precedes Bayom HaRishon and that which succeeds Bayom HaRishon. V'im Yishum Demashma Lehu Dehani Dekseivim Mekami Bayom HaRishon. Alei Kaima, that maybe Yom Rishon restricts those psulim that are listed earlier. Aval Hadar Basrei Kseiv. But that won't help you because we have a drasha. Arba Minim Shebegulav Ma'akrim Zeetze. To require Dafka for Minim, that's also a form of Lekicha Tama. Not only that the species itself be organically whole, a lakicha tama, but also that we take require all arba minim to be yotzei the mitzvah, not two, not three, but all arba minim, and we're also medayik inu lakachtem that this is a mitzvah not on bezdin and not on the not on the melech, but a mitzvah on shitei lakicha lakol echad ve'echad, that every individual, every person above the age, any male above the age of 13. Requires his own lekicha, and all of that is learned out from ulkachtem, which precedes biyom harishon. And clearly, those two dinim are dinim that apply not only the first day but all of Sukkos. So Tosfos has an issue. Let's look in Rashi and see perhaps that maybe we can see within Rashi a way of getting out of our problem. So Rashi points out. Loshna Yom Tov Rishon Dechiyuve Mida Oraisa, Loshna Yom Tov Sheni, Delesa Menetilas Lulav Ela Drabanan, because on a Doraisa level, Biyom HaRishon Ksiv. So Bishlama Yavesh Pasul, Drabanan Name, Kevan de Mitzvahu, Mishum Zecher Lemikdash, therefore, Beinon Hidur Mitzvah. Namely, what does it appear, okay, in other words, that Rashi is telling us that wherever there is a mitzvah, be it Doraisa or be it Rabbanan, what condition do we have in all the world of mitzvahs? Hidur mitzvah. We have a din of Zekei Livan Vehu. This is, again, Rashi Lishitaso, that Hidur mitzvah is the source of the psul of Yavesh, Zekei Livan Vehu. Zekei Livan Vehu, there's no reason to limit it to mitzvahs midoraisa. Zekei Livan Vehu applies even to mitzvahs midrabanan. Zecher lemikdash is a takana midrabanan or yochel medzakai. So there should be a din of hidur mitzvah, namely the psul of yavesh, through, in other words, through on the mitzvah midrabanan as well. Masha Enken, let's go over to Rashi and Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Rashi over there points out. That the Gemara has two deos as to why, if we have an esrog that is not whole, that this esrog is pasul. That according to Rav, we require a lekicha tama, and according to Rabbi Chanina, it's because of, sorry. I mean, according to Rabbi Chanina, we need a lekicha tama, and according to Rav, it's a chisaron of hador. So so in Rashi, Rabbi Chanina kashya masnis and katani chaser kol shehu pasul. So how could he be yotze with the mitzvah after he bit into it? Bishlam masnis and Rabbi Chanina lo kashya masnis and biyom tov rishon. Shelikichaso min haTorah ubiinan lekicha tama dichsiv ulkachtem lekicha tama ubiyom tov sheni nafik be Rabbi Chanina afal gavdlo have shalem. That according to Rabbi Chanina, that the problem of taking a bite of an esrog is a lack of lekicha tama. The pasuk of ulkachtem is only in the first day. El leRav de Amar ein ze hadar kasha. The Rabbi Chanina, but according to Rav. What Rabbi Chanina did is a problem because if the issue is hadar, then afilu b'sheni nami l'rav l'nafik, the hamitzvah hidura b'inan Hoil umaskir shem shemayim alav kedamrina beresh pirkin yavish pasul loshna yom tov riton yot loshna yom tov sheni ukimnan debinan hadar veleka. Namely, that Rashi fits in very, very beautifully l'shitato, that when we're dealing with local halachos, like l'kicha tama, those apply only on the doraisa plane. When we're dealing with kol haTorah kula dika halachos, like hadar, which according to Rashi is zekeliva anvehu, that applies across the board, even to the world of dinim drabanan, like zecher lemikdash. Namely, so according to Rashi, the difference, in other words, over here, the uniqueness of hadar is that it's a kol haTorah dika halacha, as opposed to chaser, which is a local halacha. Again, what will Rashi do with the issues that Tosis raises from outside of these sugyos? What about the lekicha tam of arba minim? What about the lekicha tam of kol echad ve'echad? That we don't find in Rashi. But simply within the stira between these two sugyos, according to Rashi, there's no stira, pum fakert. The two sugyos complement one another very, very nicely. But as we pointed out, Tosis doesn't learn like Rashi. Tosis understood that hadar is not a din of zekei livan ve'yuhu. If you recall, Tosis said zekei vaveyu, that's a lechatchila. Here we're dealing with the bidyevet. Within Rashi, we pointed out that the hadar sometimes, the hidur mitzvah sometimes is lechatchila, and sometimes, like by get and by mila, and over here by arba minim, it could be a ma'akev bidyevet. But within Tosis, it's lechatchila. So Tosis learns that it's a hekesh of lulav to esrog. That lechora is a local halacha. And so, in other words, according to Tosfos, why should that be different than Chaser? So let's return to Tosfos and see how he deals with this issue. So Tosfos points out, Lekach Nireh, you have it for the end of the fourth line from the bottom. Lekach Nireh, the Hainu Taima Mishum Diyom Rishon, De Oraisa Begvulin, Ushar Yomim Derabonon Zecher Lemikdash, Kedeisa Beresh Lulav Va'arava. Okay, so Tosis is working off of Rashi's framework. We're going to divide between the Oraisos and Drabana. That on a Doraisa level, we're going to have all the Psulim. When we move over to a Drabanan level, like Zecher Lemikdash, so then there is room to limit the number of Psulim. So Rashi brought in that Zekeliva Anvehu, it's a Din B'chol HaTorah Kula, that will apply. Ma She'en Kein, a chaser, which is a local halacha, doesn't apply. What about Tosfos? Tosfos says that when we're moving over to the world of drabanan, hilkach the ikar halakicha kagon dalad minim ulakicha lekol echad veechad tikun bishar yamim kein deoraisa vechein behadar mishum hidur mitzvah avol bechaser ubishaul lo tikun ubegazul plugta dishmaisasa. So what over here, Tosis over here, you know, where it's dealing again, Rashi dealt with two sugyas, kaftesim edbeis lamed vavim edbeis. So Rashi says kaftesim edbeis is kol haTorah kula din of hidur mitzvah, lamed vavim edbeis chaser, it's a local halacha. Local halachas only apply on the raisa plane. Kol haTorah kula dika halachas apply even on a drabanan plane. Tosfos brought in also the sugya and daf from daf mem aleph amud beis, also the sugya from daf mem gimel about lekicha tama arba minim and kol echad v'echad lokeach. So Tosfos wants to give a broader principle that what when Chazal made their takana and we have a rule called the tikun rabbanon ke'ein de oraisa tikun, to what degree did Chazal make the pattern their takana on a doraisa? To what degree? How many categories does Tosfos over here list?
He
lists three categories, right? That we have dinim, those dinim that are involved in ikar halakicha. We have dinim pratiim. And we have this middle category of Hebrew.
So Tosa says that when we're dealing, if we have these three categories, and the question is, what did Rabbanan put into their Zecher LaMikdash? Anything having to do with Ikar LaKicha, they put in. So that's, they require Arba Minim, not three, not two, not one, but four, L'kicha Tama, and L'kicha L'kol Echad Ve'Echad. Those certainly apply on the Rabbanan level to all 7 days. Sorry. When we're dealing with Dinim Pratiyim, like the world of Choser, perhaps the world of Gozel, that's totally in our sugya, that their Rabbanan didn't include it. It's only on a Daraisa plane. These are only possible Yom Avot, one day, not 7 days. But Tosa says that also we include Hidur in the 7 days. Question is, what does that Tosas mean? We include Hidur in 7 days. We're Tosas to say it's because of Dinner Kola Torah Kula. That's not Tosfos. That's Rashi. Rashi says Hidur is a din of Zekei Ivan Veyu. Tosfos doesn't hold of Zekei Ivan Veyu. Tosfos holds that Hidur is a local din as well. It's learned that from pre-Eitz Hadar. So what over here would Tosfos be saying within these words that we also include, Ikar hilkach beikar halakicha umdalad minu halakicha lecha beecha tikun b'shayim kein doraisa v'chein behadar mishum hidur mitzvah. So it's hard to say over here that Tosos retracted totally and went back to Rashi. I mean, it's possible, but what other option would you have?
He could still be referring to the hidur that's not ma'akev.
In what respect?
It's gone. He's like. Right, Rashi said, we saw in Rashi that there's two kinds of hidur. So one of them, Tosfos for sure agrees with.
Right, but that has nothing to do with the psul of Yavesh according to Tosfos. That's exactly Tosfos' machlokes with Rashi. Lo kamo shepiru shekuntrus mishum dechziv zekei livan veyu. Right, that the psul of lul of Yavesh has nothing to do according to Tosfos with zekei livan veyu. As you pointed out, that's a din that's not ma'akev. And here we're dealing with a din which is ma'akev, but rather this is because of a hekesh between lulav and esrog.
Maybe it's special din drabanan hidur by esrog that by lulav that it's not the raisa. It doesn't come from zekei livan veyu, but it's an added din drabanan that it needs to be kaliyavish.
Why, in other words, Tosa says that the world of Hadar is a din doraisa. Why would you take it down to a level of drabbanan? It's
the
a world. What?
For the next
but again, why distinguish? The moment you say it's a special din, why distinguish between the special din of Hidur and the special din of Chaser? They're both special dinim. They're both local halachos. So I'm not thrilled with what I'm going to say, but in other words, I feel I'm painted into a corner. So in the Rishimos of Rav Reichman, he said the Rav was bothered very, very much by this issue, and the Rav used over here, I guess what we would call a klomar. In other words, what Tosus means to say when he uses the word Hidur Mitzvah is not the Zekei Livan Veyu, as he pointed out, but rather that we're dealing with a psul of which is maybe we'll just introduce that in the world of psulim we can have two types of psulim. We can have a psul in the cheftza of the arba minim, or we can have a psul in the Maisa Lakicha. Is the psul over here relating to the way the individual deals with the Arba Minim? That's what we call the Maisa Lakicha. Or is the psul built in to the fabric of the Chefza of the Arba Minim themselves? So those dinim that are learned out from Ulekachtem, those are in the Maisa Lakicha itself. So we have the world of taking Arba Minim, that relates to the Maisa Lakicha. We have Kol Echad V'Echad, that relates to the Maisa Lakicha. Similarly, Chaser, Lakicha Tama, relates to the Maisa Lakicha. I have to take the entire Esrog. If my Esrog was bitten out of, I'm not taking the entire Esrog. However, the fact that an Esrog has to be pre-Eitz Hadar, that's part of the definition of the Chefza. That the, in other words, I need a pre-Eitz Hadar. And the moment that we say that the concept of Hadar moves from Esrog over to Lulav, so it means that our Lulav also has to have that aspect of Hadar in the Chefza. And so what we're saying is that Chazal, what Tosis is saying, is that Chazal, when they said, call the Tikkun Rabbanon Ke'en Doraisa Tikkun, they dealt with dinim that are Iker Halakicha, and they dealt with dinim that are Mechefza Shel Dalad Minim. That in these two areas, Chazal extended the Doraisa into the 7 days. Masha'en Ken, when we're dealing with dinim pratiim, even in the Ma'isa Lekicha, like Chaser, that's only going to be on the first day. Namely, that when you say that according to Tosfos, we have two categories that Chazal took into their Drabanan. They took in the world of the Ikar, and they took in the world of the Chefza. But if you're missing the Ikar, and you're missing the Chefza, which is we have over here in Chaser, that this is not a din in the Chefza, it's a din in Lekicha, it's not a din Ikar Lekicha. It's a Pratin Lekicha, then that they were not gozer their Zecher Lenikdash. The problem, of course, is can we say that the word Hidur Mitzvah means that we have a Psul in the Chefza? That's a jump. In other words, namely, the Rav's framework certainly is beautiful. Question is what Tosis is saying.
I don't understand.
I would not be Moser Nefesh on that.
Why is the Chaser not considered Chefza Shel Dalad Minim?
Because it's learned out from the pasuk of Lekachtem that you need Lekicha Tama, that you, an individual, have to make a total organic unit. That's the way the Torah says that it's a din in us. Lekachtem, it's a din in us that we, the Chisaron is in our Maisa Lekicha. We're not taking the entire object. You're 100% correct. Certainly, it's, you know, the technical Chisaron is in the object, but the question is, is this viewed as a definition of the object, or it's more a problem? You know, it's an esrog which is chaser, we're saying it's still an esrog. An esrog which is not hadar is not an esrog. And so when something is not an esrog, it's not going to be an esrog d'oraisa or d'rabana. If something is an esrog, but it's an issue of lekicha, then the question is it an ikar in the lekicha, or is it prad in the lekicha? So to take arba minim, that's an ikar of lekicha. That every individual should take, that's an ikar of lekicha. To take a full esrog as opposed to a bitinat esrog, that would be a pratin lekicha. So these two categories would apply, namely if that which is defined as a lack of an esrog, in the moment that we say it's a lack of an esrog, we have a hekesh, it's also a lack of a lulav. That we're being makish. Ma hasa minan hadar achkan minan hadar. So we have a lack of an esrog, a lack of a lulav. There we have zecher lemikdash as well. But when it's a pratin lekicha, we don't have zecher lemikdash. So it could be that this Tosfos is saying, but I mean, if I say it over enough times, I'll convince myself. But I'm not. I would be happier if there would be another approach. Okay, so this is within Tosfos and Rashi. Now, as opposed to Tosfos and Rashi, we moving over, I guess, in chronological order. We have the Rambam. Who clearly did not learn like Rashi and Tosfos. I mean, what does the Rambam say? Kol elu she'amarnu she'hem psulim yishu mumim she'be'arnu, and the mumim that the Rambam had dealt with includes the world of Yavesh, om yishum, and includes the world of Chaser, om yishum gezel u'geneva, biyom rishon bilvad, avol biyom tosheni imshar hayamim hakol kosher. When do we have psulim of all seven? Hapaslonas shehu mishum avodah zara, o mishum she'oso esrog osar ba'achila, bein yom tov rishon bein sha'ar yomim pasul. Namely, the Rambam doesn't distinguish like Rashi between dinim of local halachos that apply the first day and kol hatorah kula dik halachos that apply all week. He doesn't distinguish like Tosfos between dinim that are pratiim
that apply the first day, and dinim that are ikar lekicha or in the cheftza apply all week. What's the Rambam's distinction? That basically all psulim only apply on the first day, only, except for two categories of avodah zarah. Who has looked ahead in the Gemara? What's the psulim of avodah zarah? Of asherah? That ksusei mechta shiure. It's as though it's not there. It's as though it's not there. If as though it's not there, that's going to be a psul 7 days. Or esrog aser ba'achila. What's missing? If it's aser ba'achila, it's not what?
Not yours.
No, it's more than that. I mean, that's Rashi says. We'll come to that in terms of iser hanoah. But iser, he doesn't do with iser hanoah. It's simply aser ba'achila. It's not, what do we call something growing on a tree which lends itself to be eaten? A pri. It's not a pri. You can't speak of it. It's not a pri. And so it doesn't get off the ground. It's not just a question, it's not hadar, it's not a pri. So if it's not a pri, or it's as though it's not here at all, it's simply, it's invisible, it's self-destructed, so that's the din of avodah zarah, that applies all 7 days. But all other psulim, be we dealing with hadar, or with chaser, etc., only apply on the first day. So the chiluk is a fine chiluk, you know, where it's clearly two different categories. But the issue, how did the Rambam learn the sugya? How did the Rambam learn the sugya? No. Before we see it inside, what would you say? How did the Rambam learn the sugya? Don't we have our Gemara? That he starts off, like Ben mentioned earlier, he viewed it as a steer between the two sugyas. And actually, we have a steer between the sugyas. And we paskin like the sugya and daf lamed vav amid beis. We have a steer between the two sugyas, and we pass like the sugya on daf lamed vav amid beis. Where do we find the Rishon who says that black and white? Clearly, the Rambam implies that's his shita, right? That he totally ignores our Gemara. He says, "Call mashamar neshem sum neimumim," etc. That call is universal. He ignores our sugya totally. Where do we find the Rishon who says explicitly that we have a steer between the sugyas and we pass like the sugya daf lamed vav? Chaim, where do we find it? Ritva quotes whom? The Ravid. This is the first approach of the Ravid. So look into the Ritva. After raising the stira, he says, "V'tireitz haRavid," on the fourth line, the beginning of the line, "V'tireitz haRavid the sugya dahacha pliga asugya dahasam umiu kasugya dahasam kaimalan the hu ikar." This is the Rambam. Namely, this was the sheet of the Rambam. The Ritva rejects it. The Ritva says, I mean, because, you know, and why does the Ravid say we pass like that sugya rather than our sugya? Because our sugya is lo duck, and that sugya is duck. And the Ritva says, who are you to say that this sugya is duck and that sugya is not duck? All the Gemaras are duck. All the Gemaras were meant seriously. We're not talking about the lav dafka. Our sugya is not ahava mina. We have a whole sugya. It's the whole basis of mitzvah baba avera in the world of arba mina. I'm going to say it's lo duck. Very, very hard. In any case, But this lechora is the approach of the Rambam, and in other words, that he learned over here, like that first daya of the Ravid. What other approach do we have? So we've seen the approach of we've seen the approach of ukim. In other words, we have the approach over here of Astira. Within Rashi and Tosfos, we have a Chiluk. Right? We have a... Within Rashi and Tosfos, we're saying that our Sugya... That our sugya is dealing with a drabanan, and the sugya on daf lamed vav. So both sugyas are dealing with drabanan. No, we're dealing with a chiluk in terms of which psulim Rabbanan included in the Zecher Lamikdash and which psulim they didn't include. We have two different chilukim. According to Rashi, we distinguish between pratiim and kol haTorah kula. According to Tosfos, we distinguish between the world of problems in the Chefza as opposed to issues of pratim and lekicha. However, there is an approach as well of the Ravid himself. Va'od tirei tzarav, the sugya dahacha lo pliga asugya dahasa. The hasam vaday lo beinan hadar biyom sheni kidamrinan hasam. Va'afilu hachi yavesh pasul, mipnei shehu chashuv kemes, v'lo ukemo she'eino dome. Kedamrinan b'Yerushalmi lo hamesim yehalelu ka. What over here, in other words, is the chiluk of the Ravid? Not between dinim of kol haTorah kula and dinim pratiim, not between dinim b'cheftza and dinim b'lekicha of the gavra, but rather
Yavesh versus everything else.
Correct. And it's basically like the Rambam, that all psulim are only possible on the first day. And all, in other words, the psulim of the Torah apply to the pasuk Chachdim Lachem Bayom Harishon Pri Yetz Hadar. All psulim that are learned out from that pasuk apply only on the first day. Chazal in their Zecher LaMikdash didn't include any of those psulim. However, Yavesh is a different world. Yavesh would be the equivalent of the Rambam's Avodah Zarah. It doesn't exist. It just doesn't exist. It doesn't get off the ground. It's kemes, and there's nothing to talk about, and therefore that applies all 7 days. It's not a din in Hadar, either the Hadar of Rashi of Kol haTorah kula or the Hadar of Tosfos, it's a psul in the Cheftza, but rather we're dealing over here with the din of Yavesh Kemes. Where did we see this Ravid previously? This is on the Rif and on the Rambam. Namely, when the Rambam said, Kol HaPsulim are the first day, Amar Avraham, Eina Kol Modim Begazol V'Yavesh, She'ein Psula Mishim Hadar, Ela Gazol, that's our sugya that we're going to see in Mitzvah Shem in the future, Mitzvah Babavera V'Yavesh Mishim Shu Kemes. Okay, it's like the Rambam, but he didn't learn the sugya like the Rambam. He didn't learn that it's a stira between the sugyas and we pass like that sugya. Well, no, there's no stira. That our sugya is dealing with Yavesh, which is unique, and the sugya over there is dealing with everything else. This is the ukimta, right? This is the ukimta that we set up our sugya only in the world of Yavesh. Not a category, but simply a case. On this, the Ritva disagrees. V'ha lesa klal. The hakula sugya, I mean, in the psula de Yavesh, yishum she'eno hadar. That's fine and good in the Yerushalmi. You know, if you want to learn the Yerushalmi, that's fine, good way to learn the Yerushalmi. But within the Bavli, clearly we're dealing with din of Hadar. We have a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, is this din a din of Zekei Livan Vehu, or is it a unique halacha to create Hadar? But it's a din of Hadar. It's very, very hard to put the Yavesh into explaining why there shouldn't be a stira between Sugi and Daf Kaftes and the Sugi and Daf Lamed Vav. Okay? So we have over here these perushim of the sugya, but there is a totally different approach, which is brought in by the Ritva in the name of his Rebbe. His Rebbe was the one he's referring to over here, the Ramban. That the Ramban himself, when the Ravid writes what he wrote in his Hilchos Lulav, the Ramban himself disagrees and learns the sugya differently than all the Rishonim that we've seen up to now. So let's look at it inside. Aval hanachon bepira kushya seinu, dahane tarte sugya lo pliga klal. That really hadar noheg bechol shiva min haTorah. Umas nisin de psul yavesh uvishar hapisulim she'enam hadar kol shiva shehem min haTorah. Vesugya de lekaman de Rabbi Chanina bigvulin de lo boi hadar el yom rishon shu min haTorah. Kedeisa biYerushalmi kol hapsulim enam psulim ela biyom rishon uke debarirna mishmei de maran. Namely, what over here is the chiluk of according to the Ramban between the sugya and daf kaftesim ebeis and the sugya and daf lamed vav ebeis?
Yavesh
where are we talking about? Are we talking about in the Mikdash or in the Gvulin? That, in other words, that our sugya on Daf Kaftes Amid Beis is a sugya of Mikdash, and the sugya on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis is a sugya of Gvulin. And therefore, in the Mikdash, where we have a mitzvah mid oraisa all 7 days, so there, hadar is pasul all 7 days. In the Gvulin, where we have a mitzvah mid oraisa only on the first day, there, hadar is pasul only on the first day. And all the rest of the days, everything is kosher. Why do I say that this is, in other words, that this is a totally, totally new world? In what way is the Ramban different from Tosfos? Tosfos also distinguished between the Oraisa and Drabanan. No? Didn't Tosfos also distinguish that Mi the Oraisa, we have all the Psukim. When it comes to a Drabanan, so there we're dealing with the Din of Zeichel and Mikdash, and there we say that Chazal chose, picked and chose, etc. What is being said over here by the Ramban?
Because Hadar is going to change signs for the Ramban.
That we're going to have two big nafgaminas between Tosfos and the Ramban in terms of their formulations. What, in other words, that we have the world of Hadar Bigvulin, that according to Tosfos, is there how many days is the psul of Hadar outside of the Beis HaMikdash? Kol Shiva. That's a din of Zeichel HaMikdash. That Chazal, Tosfos' language of V'chein Hadar Mishum Hidur Mitzvah. However you explain it, be it a din of Kol HaTorah Kula like Rashi, be it a din of the Cheftza, it applies all 7 days. According to the Ramban, out of the Beis HaMikdash, how many days is Hadar Pasul? Just one. Just one. That's the sugya on Daf Lamed Vav, that all of the psulim are just one day, the gvulim, whether it's hadar, whether it's chaser, etc. Secondly, we have a second machlokes over here between the Ramban and Tosfos within the Beis HaMikdash. Within the Beis HaMikdash, according to the Ramban, hadar is how many days? We said a minute ago?
7 days.
What about chaser? What about Lachem? Let's look at our Gemara. Kapasik v'tani. Loshna b'yom tov rishon, loshna b'yom tov sheni. Bishlema yavesh hadar b'inan v'leka. That the fact that yavesh hadar is pasul all 7 days in the Mikdash, that we understand. Ela gazul, bishlema yom tov rishon d'chsiv lachem mishelachem. Aba yom tov sheni amai lo. We're instilling in the Mikdash. And in the Mikdash, what are we saying? That the requirement of Lachem is what day? Only the first day. Now, that's not Tosfos. Tosfos says, wherever you have a D'oraisa, then we have a Psul of Lachem. So in the Gvulin, that the D'oraisa is one day, the Psul of Lachem is one day. In the Mikdash, where the D'oraisa is 7 days, there the Lachem is 7 days. But here the Ramban is saying that no, that Lachem, be it in the Mikdash or be it in the Gvulim, is only one day. What over here is going on? We have two machlokot between the Ramban and Tosfos. Mikdash and a world of Gvulin. Yom Aleph. Maybe. The din of Hadar, Yavesh. And we have the din of Lachem and the din of Chaser. So, if we ask, how many days is Hadar a problem in the Mikdash and in the Gvulin? So in the Mikdash, according to Tosfos, Hadar is 7 days. According to the Ramban, in the Mikdash, Hadar is 7 days. In the Gvulin, Tosfos pointed out that Hadar remains 7 days. That's a Zechar for Mikdash. According to the Ramban, no, we go down to 1 day. We're distinguishing between Mikdash and Gvulin. And when we move over to Lachem and Chaser, according to Tosos in the Mikdash, this is certainly 7 days. When we go down to the Gvulin, this goes down to 1 day. But according to the Ramban, even in the Mikdash, this is 1 day. And certainly in the Gvulin, it's 1 day. So we have over here a double machlokes between the Ramban and Tosfos. And the question is, how would we define these machlokot? What is going on over here? Up to now, the only machlokot that we saw was how to view Yavesh, is Yavesh a din of Zekeli by Neyav Chalatara Kula? Is Yavesh a din within Tosfos of Psul Hefza? Is Yavesh a din of Mes? And that would explain all the shitos that we've dealt with. Everything we dealt with last year explains everything we said up to now in this year. We just sort of tweaked Tosfos. We said that Hadar is not just a question of pre-Eitz Hadar as a Prat, that Hadar moves or rises above the world of Prat in terms of being the definition of the Cheftza of the Arba Min. But we didn't say anything new, but now, all of a sudden, we have issues. So this one, L'chora, is a bit easier. The psul b'gvulin, right? The Ramban points out, in other words, b'gvulin, we're talking about after the first day. After the first day, we're down to a drabanan. When we're down to a drabanan, then psulim tend to fall off. So according to Ramban, just as the psul of Lachem and Chaser fall off, so also the psul of Hadar falls off. Namely, all of these psulim fall off Migvulin. In other words, after the first day, there's nothing to talk about. All the psulim fall off. We're doing it on a Drabanan plane. What did Tosis point out about the uniqueness of Hadar? Tosis also agreed that the local halachos fall off. The Rabbanon, when they say called the Tikkun Rabbanon, came Doraisa Tikkun, local halachas fall off. But why is Hadar unique according to Tosfos? Because it's a din in the Cheftza. And so what would the Rabban say? He wouldn't say that. Namely, this category that Tosfos created, this category two, that Tosfos created, the Rabban doesn't have such a category. The Ramban distinguishes between Iker Dinim and Prati Dinim. Iker dinim apply, that's called the tikkun rabbanan, kein doraisa tikkun, you need arba minim, you need l'kicha kolecha v'yechad, pratim don't apply, and hadar is a prat. Chaser is a prat, hadar is a prat, lachem is a prat, they're all pratim. Okay, so that's the easy one. In other words, simply that the Tosfos created a category, the Ramban didn't create such a category. However, over here, what is the issue within the Mikdash? What is the issue within the Mikdash? We're dealing with a Doraisa. 7 days Doraisa. Why in the 7 days Doraisa would the Ramban agree that Hadar would be an issue and Lachem and Chaser would not be an issue? They're all Dinim Pratim. That's what the Ramban pointed out. They're all Lachora Dinim Pratim. So what we're dealing in, and in the Mikdash it's all a Doraisa. It's all a Doraisa.
But they're learned from Sukkot.
Ah, okay. So, in other words, what we have over here is that up to now, we've been working, in other words, as Ben points out, we pointed out that we have a din of... Someone said... Okay. Temporarily borrowed. That we have the pasuk of Lekachtem Lachem
Vayom HaRishon. And we have the pasuk Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivat Yamin. The first pasuk applies universally in the Mikdash and in the Gvulin. The second is Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. It's only in the Mikdash. Now we have a din adoraisa. What was our working assumption up to this point in terms of the nature of Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivat Yamin? With what should you be sameach? With arba minim, which are defined in which pasuk? Ulkachtem lechem. Namely, that according to Tosfos, Rashi, Ravid, right? Well, everything we're saying up to now is that we are taking the ulkachtem lechem of the Yom Rishon and saying whatever are the criteria of the Yom Rishon in the Gvulin. That's the criteria of Yom Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Rivi, Chamishi, Shishi, Shvi in the Mikdash. That there's no difference, that whatever is possible in whatever are the criteria whatever are the criteria of Arba Minin, of Lekachta Mechem, that we need Lekicha Tama, that we need Lekicha Lekol Echad Ve'echad, that we need the Hadar. Everything applies on Usmachta Mechem. What is the Ramban telling us? What is the Ramban telling us? We are breaking the connection. We have two mitzvahs. We have a mitzvah ulakachtem lachem that applies the mikdash ubigvulin, and ulakachtem lachem has its criteria that are built into its pasuk. That's the criteria of ulkachtem lachem, that require everything, the whole kit and caboodle, the first day. All the psulim apply on the first day, be you in the mikdash or be we not in the mikdash. Whichever way we're going to define ulkachtem lachem, that's going to be the definition both in the mikdash and on the mikdash. However, we move over to smachtem shivas yonim, that's a separate mitzvah. Separate mitzvah with separate criteria. It has its own criteria, and what is, in other words, what do those criteria include, and what don't they include?
They leave all the everything we got out of the word lachem stays behind.
Exactly. Namely, that however we divided within the gvulin previously between Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ravid, now we're going to move that over to the mikdash. That even within the mikdash is going to be such a distinction. That in the mikdash, on the first day, the lulav has to be yours. Post the first day, then the lulav no longer has to be yours. Then, you know, then you could have a lulav sha'ul. In terms of lulav gazul, that's our sugi as to whether we have an issue of mitzvah baba avera. Okay? So this then is the shita of the Ramban. Distinction being, do we have one mitzvah, which is simply one built upon the other, the same set of criteria, or do we have two separate mitzvahs with the nafgamina in terms of the first day? So these are two different issues. Namely, the world of gvulin is a question of defining the zecher lemikdash. When we have a zecher lemikdash, did they only use one distinction between ikar and prat, or do we have also a world of hidur mitzvah? A world of a psula nechefza, which Chazal took into account in terms of zeichel and mikdash, and then in the world of mikdash we have a question: do we have one mitzvah or do we have two mitzvahs? One mitzvah, same criteria across the board. Two mitzvahs, where there's room to distinguish. And the distinctions, again, we already have seen. But rather than view those distinctions on a drabbanan plane, we view those distinctions on a deraisa plane. Seder? Okay.